name is Angie Cat. Yes, I'm Angie Cat. Tango mini car, tango mini skirt, tango maxi hawk. He was the last T-Rock. He broke his own bellows. I love what you mean. I love Che Guevara and Lucha King.
She's still Angie Cat. She's always Angie Cat. She's tangoing a mini car and a mini skirt and a maxi heart. And a maxi heart is a Valentine from Angie Cat. Yes, happy post-Valentine's Day with me, my show, Pepperland Spice Rack on Luxuria Music, and my name is Christian, and you all know that already if you can stand to listen to the start show. But in any case, even though Valentine's Day was a couple of days ago, I'm going to continue the tradition of sharing some love and Valentine's Day songs on this show, and that means I'm giving the birthday boys, who were all born on Valentine's Day. Tim Buckley was born on Valentine's Day. Eric Anderson was born on Valentine's Day. Syl Sylvain was born on Valentine's Day. And Mumps' very own fabulous guitar player who went on to play with Iggy Pop, Rob Dupre, was born on Valentine's Day. So there's a lot of love to get to out there and our mutual love for music from all sorts of crazy sources. So I'm going to, and there's a lot of me rock. Not only because Rob Dupre was in the Mumps, so I have to play some of them, but because I have some demos of mine here that are about love, and you can change the channel if you like. But this first one is called Valentine. And so go ahead, listen to my four-track if you dare. And you can't make a comment to me because the computer isn't working right now, but maybe it will in a few minutes. And then you can be aghast cybernetically and tell me, just please turn that stuff off. But for right now, here's a Christian Hoffman song called Valentine. Oop.
Now dependency becomes a crime.
first four track. I wrote that for the Swinging Madison, so that four track must be from about 1984. Oh, and that's a good year for that sound. In any case, let's play a couple more Valentine's Day related songs. They're mostly just love specific, like If I Press the Bite Button, you'll be hearing Poison Love by Jerry Lee Lewis. Poison Love by Jerry Lee Lewis. And now we're going to play one of my songs again for Valentine's Day. It's a lovely sentiment. The song is called Love Squanders All. And it's another song I made on my little four track.
With your Medusa days, you turn the waves astray. From up in clouds of chromosome, God knows we're hard to hug. Play through shadows in the mist, remains of those you kiss. Even he ate an icy sheet that flies to sea. You know I can't resist. your face pressed to the cold white enamel kitchen table. Now I cast this garment now. Hallelujah, now your dinner flesh is mine. With the eyes of an angel, you'll be headed to the stable now. To cast this garment out in the sun that burns my eyes, will dry my tears, who cares if I go blind? But with your siren call, I'm easy to enthrall. I'll hunt your sculpture garden where I'm proud to share a love that's wonders all. With your face pressed to the cold white enamel kitchen table now, I cast this garment out. Hallelujah, now your denim flesh is mine. With the eyes of an angel, you'll be heard to the stable now. To cast this garment out in the sun that burns my eyes, will dry my tears, who cares if I go blind? I'm ready to disown you shall but not alone. If I reflect your baleful glance, there's half a chance we'll both turn stone. And by the gunny store, you hear the barker call. 'Cause in a sideshow destiny, they laugh as we share love that squanders all. Love, love, love that squanders all. Oh, 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 love, love, love,
that's. See, you should just be grateful that Valentine's Day doesn't come more often, because otherwise you'd be stuck hearing those songs. But I do like the lines, with your face pressed to the cold white enamel kitchen table now, I cast this gorgon out. Hallelujah. Now your denim flesh is mine. I slay me. But now we're going to move on to a real poet and a real songwriter, and his name is one Mr. Timothy Charles Buckley III, and he was born on February 14th, that's right, Valentine's Day, 1947. Unfortunately, he left us very early. He died on June 29th, 1975. At the top of his wiki page, they say he has a 5-octave vocal range. I haven't heard that, except for in some of his more unlistenable jazz recordings, but he's one of the earliest songwriters I discovered after I was just, you know, damaged by bands like the Monkees and the Kinks and everything. And then suddenly in the early 70s, there were these people that were called songwriters. And he came out of the folk scene like Joni Mitchell and everything. And she was a songwriter as well, as you may know. But in any case, he died at 28 from heroin and morphine overdose. He was born in Washington, D.C. His parents were Italian and Irish, and his dad was a World War II vet. He grew up in Amsterdam, New York. And at age 5, he was already listening to his mom's Miles Davis LPs, and in the early 60s was seduced by the folk revolution and learned to play a banjo himself at age 13. And this is the weirdest part about his wiki diary, and then biography is that he's scrawny and a heroin addict and everything, but his high school he was elected to class offices in high school, and he was on the football and baseball teams. So that's not very punky. He did permanently damage 2 of his fingers in a football game. which defiantly led towards more interesting fingering on his. He couldn't make a bar chord on the guitar after that, and so he had to do all those weirdo diminished sevenths and stuff that you don't use bar chords for. He later attended high school in Anaheim, California. He quit football, cut classes, started writing songs, and his first bands were named the Bohemians and the Harlequin Three. And his one of his biggest, most influential early songs was called Buzz and Fly, which I'll play a little bit later. He went to Fullerton College in 1965 for 2 weeks, and then he started playing clubs, and he got discovered by, Herb Cohen, and he got signed to Elektra, and all of this crazy stuff happened afterwards. So the first song I'm going to play by Tim Buckley is a song called Valentine, because it's Valentine's Day weekend, and then I'll play a bunch of his wild stuff, including a few covers of his fabulous material. I love me some Tim Buckley, and he really opened my eyes to the lack of boundaries in what is known as songwriting.
Came to me with fire inside, your movements and your pride, and asking to be rescued from the pain you had become. I tore apart the prison and I hid you in my hand. In the blue light of Christmas time, Santa Claus was kind. I wonder if you'll ever grow, oh, far enough to throw away the lie of no and yes, and love my quietness. Or will you only freeze in frown and lose what you have found? Will you live again? Today the coin is in the air, and we are here and there, and where and when the web of violence. I pray to all the world as one, that day will bring the sun. In the scarlet light of Valentine's, our paper hearts are blind.
And now here's a little song by Tim Buckley that I wish the lyrics were true today, because I don't think it's very hard to do what it says
I think that the truth today is much different than this title, which is No Man Can Find the War. I think I can find it pretty easily.
Photographs of guns and flame, scarlet skull and distant game, bayonet hand, jungle grin, nightmares dreamed by bleeding men, lookouts tremble on the shore. No man can find the war. Tape recorders echo scream, orders fly like bullet stream, drums and cannons laugh aloud, whistles come from ashen shroud, leaders damn the world and roar, but no man can find the war. Is the war across the sea? Is the war behind the sky? Have you each and all gone blind? Is the war inside your mind? Humans weep at human death. All the talkers lose their breath. Movies paint a chaos tale. Singers see and poets wail. All the world knows the score, but no man can find the war. But no man can find the war.
That's just chipper. So I was in ninth grade in 1967, I think, and I was busy at home listening to my copy of Village Green Preservation Society or whatever Kinks album was out at that year. And I met this girl named Chrissy Pickett in my school, and I kind of started dating her, which is weird for a guy who's going to end up a total fag. But that was my first quote-unquote girlfriend. And she took me to her house, and she was her parents were quite wealthy because her father was a Pickett of Pickett Industries, who at the time made slide rules. And she said, "You're listening to that Kinks record? You should listen to this." And that's the first song she played for me. And I just didn't know how to respond to it, except for that I needed to take it home and listen to it over and over and over again. And the end of that little silly fag saga is that my brother, who was also gay, stole Chrissy Pickett from me to be his girlfriend. So on that cheery note, let's hear another Tim Buckley song sung by a beautiful girl like Chrissy Pickett, only she has a much more beautiful voice than Chrissy Pickett. Her name is Linda Ronstadt, and here's a Tim Buckley song called Hobo, if I press the right button.
I lit my pierce candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond that passed it by. And I waited in my lonely house. Before he came, I felt him drawing near, and as he neared, I felt the ancient fear that he had come to my door and jeer. and I waited in my eating house. Tell me stories, I call to the hobo. Stories of old, I smile to the hobo. Stories of cold, I wept to the hobo. As he stood before my eating house, no, said the hobo, no more tales of time. Don't ask me now to wash away the grime. I can't come in for it's too high a climb. And he walked away from my lonely house. Then you be damned, I screamed to the hobo. And he walked away from my fleeting house. I lit my pierced candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond who passed it by. And I waited in my bleeding house.
I lit my purest candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye.
This isn't supposed to be that. It's supposed to be the song after that. So we'll try this.
No, no.
This is live radio. 10, 11. Weird. Well, now I'm confuserated because the track numbers are all wrong, so I'll have to play something else. This is like they did the track numbers on LSD. It's actually not even my fault. So now what was I doing? Silence is not golden here. Let me just get this back somewhere where it plays some song or other. This time it isn't the equipment. It's the darn sleeve of the darn record. Here we go. This will be good.
Singer cries for people's lives. He will sing for the day to bring him night. The circus burns in carnival flames, and for a while you won't know my name at all. But sing and dance and love for pennies and gold. The juggling clown smiles to me, and every frown we agree is glad. From Bowery heat to crimson streets of wine. But magic lands will never touch or sound. Your children smile in single file. They learn mistakes that others make. They see, although they cannot know, the needs they'll need to have their greed grow wild. But dance and sing, for others bring the shame. And for a while you won't know my name.
So I'm sorry for the technical dysfunction here, and I'm sure it was my fault this time. So you can blame it all on me. It's like my whole show this week. In any case, so that was from Tim Buckley's second album, Hello and Goodbye. And his first album he wrote when he was only 18, and that album he wrote when he was only 20. But then after those two songs that were really critically highly regarded and sold pretty well, his later work was poorly reviewed upon release, and he got in a lot of difficulty, but he gained some recognition. Some of these gained recognition later on, but they were really poorly critically reviewed when they were new. And so he also went through a weird period of free jazz, quote unquote, that was supposedly his attempt to exploit his 5-octave range and stuff like that. So I don't even have that record. But a very later record that I'm told about, I tried to listen to it and it wasn't very interesting, but I found out this song from it was covered by Brian Ferry. It's called Song of the Siren, and it actually sounds pretty good when Brian Ferry is singing it.
Waiting to hold you.
So the weird thing about that song is if you look it up on Secondhand Songs, it's been covered by 30 people. But Brian Ferry made it bearable. In any case, I'm going to play you a couple more fabulous songs by Tim Buckley. And one is from one of his least well-reviewed eras. But first, I'm going to play another beautiful song of his sung by Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies.
Although he's spoken many times before, at sight of birth he leaves me by a door, and I know he doesn't understand, and one silent kiss leaves me in a trance, and now I know I cannot live alone, and now I know my future is unknown. One day the questions die, on wings of time. On that day my laughs and tears will rise, and fall as breeze, seabirds climb the skies, and I will love when love comes my way, and when it does there's nothing more to say, and now I know I don't need his hand, and now I know I don't have to understand. Someday the questions die, on wings a chance of
Oakley. Well, we're going to get to Soul Sylvain in a minute, but I'm going to play you one more song by Tim Buckley. And you should really buy his album Goodbye and Hello. It's a masterpiece all the way through. But in any case, in his trashy era near the end of his career, when he released a whole bunch of LPs that were all but poorly reviewed, he decided to release three LPs that he called his sex funk period. I didn't know anything about those LPs, so I had to check them up. First, I want to tell you the sad part of the story. He died taking heroin with his pal Richard Keeling, who actually co-wrote some songs with a variety of people. And he died on June 29th, 1975. I died from an overdose of heroin and morphine. And the odd thing about it is after that, even though Buckley was a known heroin addict, Keeling got convicted of involuntary manslaughter for being there. And I guess he provided the heroin to him. So that is a weird story that even when he died, it caused horrific tragedy for those who were with him. He died, in Wikipedia, they say he died because he was always taking radical chances. That's what they said was really the ultimate cause of his death. And he died in debt, owning only a guitar and an amplifier, but we still have the music. And here's the music from his sex funk period, which I didn't know anything about. And this is a song about a prostitute that he was having sex with. And I think at one point in the song, he goes, "Whip me, slap me."
Okay.
That's not the Tim Buckley I usually think of.
Started dancing.
Not Your Mama's Tim Buckley, Beat Me, Whip Me, Spank Me. In any case, now we're going to play a couple Valentine's Day songs. I think that Soft Cell would come in well here because their love is so tainted. So, of course, after that, Tainted Love, don't you want to hear Nancy Sinatra sing about Kinky Love?
Kinky love, kinky, I'm mad about you, kinky love. I need you so bad, I need you, kinky love. Kinky, you're all that I've been thinking of. Kinky, take me inside and let the honey slide. I need you, kinky love. Good to me, kinky, do all the things you should to me. Wake up the love asleep inside of me. Open the gates and let the river free. Oh, kinky, take me inside and let the honey slide. I need you, kinky love. Late at night in my bed as I lie here somewhere in limbo land. Half awake, half asleep, halfway someplace else. I know I should be sleeping, but how can I close my eyes when you know I understand you're a man and you got to have your kinky love. Hey, don't you know I understand you're a man and you just got to have your kinky love. Kinky love, kinky, I'm mad about your kinky love. Oh, kinky, be bad, I want your kinky love.
kinky, it's all that I've been thinking of. Oh, kinky, take me inside and let the honey slide. I need your kinky love. Oh, kinky, take me inside and let the honey slide. I need your kinky love.
That sounds dirty when Nancy says, take me inside and let the honey slide. My song isn't that dirty. The song I wrote for Debbie Boone, which I play twice a year on Valentine's Day and on her birthday. In any case, this is a song about love. It's kind of sweet. It's called The Love We Found Is Real, which is kind of unusual, I think. And she has a pretty voice.
First love came, but it just couldn't stay. It paused to renew us, then went on its way. Could it be that it's different today? 'Cause you have made me feel the love we found is real. Love unlocks with a feeling so fair. It floats all around us like feathers on air. But oh, so brief, like the ghost of a prayer. Until you made me feel the love we found is real. The love.
Oakley Doakley. That's cute. And now we're going to move on to another birthday. It's Sylvain Sylvain from New York Dolls. Because I was such a huge fan of the New York Dolls, I got to meet him a few times. If we weren't in the band or anything, we didn't have sex, although it says they don't say anything about his sex life in his wiki entry. But if you look up his sex life, it says, yeah, he's bisexual. There's these kind of like weird, rude things on Google. And on Google, I do love a weird, rude thing. So in any case, he was born Sylvain Mizrah, February 14th, 1951. Unfortunately, left us on January 13th, 2021, but not after having a fantastic life and making loads and loads of music. He was born in Cairo, Egypt, to a Syrian Jewish family. They fled Egypt to France in the 50s and then to New York City. He was raised in Queens. He unfortunately had dyslexia on, but he did okay in school, went to Quintano's School of Young Professionals in Manhattan, started a clothing company with future Dolls drummer Billy Mercia, who I also had the pleasure of meeting before he left us, and the fashion company was called Truth and Soul. That seems a little bit ahead of its time, and it helped when it came to defining the Dolls' sassy haberdashery, according to Wiki. He and Thunders and Kane and Billy were in a band called Actress, which is so great, before David Johansen joined them and they started the New York Dolls in 1971. And I think I saw them in their very first few gigs. He recorded an LP in the 90s. I don't have it. It's called Sleep Baby Doll. He joined the Streetwalking Cheetahs with Cheetah Chrome for touring, and they released 3 albums. I don't have them. He made another EP with Cheetah Chrome, the band was called The Batusis in 2010. I don't have it. And he had a solo single in 2012, and he toured with Glenn Matlock, an ex-Sex Pistol, and their band was called Sex Doll in 2014. So the entirety of his personal life in Wiki is nothing. And then the bisexual with a question mark on various Google memes. But sadly, he got cancer in 2019, but he died at his home surrounded by his loving ones in Atlanta. And I'm going to play you the songs that he co-wrote with David Johansen for the New York Dolls, because they're just fabulous. And I hope this is the right button.
Try it, won't pick it up, take them lights away. Try it, won't pick it up, don't take your life away. Try it, won't pick it up, don't try to take my knife away. And please don't you ask me if I love you. You don't know what I'm doing. What you know is trash. We'll pick it up, take them lights away. Trash, we'll get it up, don't throw your love away. Trash, we'll pick it up, don't try to take my knife away. And please don't you ask me if I love you, 'cause I don't know what I do up my nose. Try it, pick it up, take them lights away. Try it, pick it up, don't take my night away. Try it, won't pick it up, forgot to take them all away. And please don't you ask me if I love you, 'cause I don't know if I do. I'm about to wipe it out here with you. Lover boy, try it, pick it up, take them lights away. Try it, pick it up, don't put that knife away. Try it, pick it up, don't take your life away. Try it, get it up, don't throw your love away. Try it, pick it up, don't take my night away. Try it, won't pick it up, gotta take them all away. Try it. Whoa, whoa, my sweet baby, baby, baby.
take a brief little break in that Sylvain tribute because we have to do the station identification. I'm already 5 minutes late. My name is Christoph Hoffman. The show is called Luxurious Music, occasionally with a www at the beginning and .com at the end. And we do have a website that has profiles of all the DJs. It has all sorts of information about Luxurious Music and what we do here. So we play crazy music that you, because we are listener-sponsored radio, keep on the air. You keep our chances to do silly things like I'm doing today. And so we do ask that you occasionally go and check out the website, and there's all sorts of premiums, which means records and bags and books and all sorts of crazy things, some of them quite rare, and you can get them for a donation, and that will be cheaper than on Etsy or Discogs or any other delivery system except for Luxuria. So you'll get something great, and you'll keep us on the air for another month or two or three. And so we're very grateful for your support, and www.luxuriamusic.com. That's where you can go and look at the premiums. And now I'm going to get back to Sylvain, who was very cute in my eyes back then when I was kind of like sexually unformed. Maybe he stopped me from dating Chrissy Pickett anymore. And in any case, he co-wrote this song with David Johansen, which is fabulous, as you will hear soon.
And now you're walking just like a 10-foot tall. Go ahead. Think that split. Better move quick. Better not sit. Better get hit. I don't miss a bit. Gunning for a hoop. I thought a shot. Where'd you get them boots? Dressed like pussy boots.
Cheery ending, but now that sound is the new normal. But in any case, we're going to do another song that Birthday Boy, born on Valentine's Day, Sylvain co-wrote with David Johansen for the New York Dolls.
Oh, got a spark.
Happy birthday, Sylvain, Sylvain, and now we're going to play a couple more Valentine's Day songs just for you, and then we're going to get to Eric Anderson's birthday. So here's a little song by someone that was sort of a contemporary of the New York Dolls, although that was when she was still Wayne County, but this is Jane County singing something that's perfectly apt for this moment in history. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. That's Valentine's-y, isn't it?
Hey! Russian soldier. He's my comrade in arms. He gets mad when I am gone. He never wants to leave me alone. He says that he wants to take me home. Let's go, Moscow. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. Nah. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. We go marching through the park. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. I just love Karl Marx. We're going to go to Afghanistan. Then we'll march into Iran. Then honeymoon in Pakistan. America, Siberia. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. I fell in love with a Russian soldier. I fell in love with a Russian soldier.
Here's a little Valentine's Day song by David Bowie, and guess what it's called? It's called Valentine's Day. That was lovely. Happy Valentine's Day. And from a completely unrelated musical sphere, but This guy was born on Valentine's Day too. He's a famous folk artist. His name is Eric Anderson, and he was born February 14th, 1949. His parents emigrated from Norway. He grew up in Snyder, New York, before moving to Boston, then San Francisco, where he met Tom Paxton, and they were hanging out together. Tom Paxton's another very famous folk singer from that folk explosion in the 60s. And then they both moved to Greenwich Village to take advantage of all the stuff happening at Folk City. And so Eric Anderson became an official member of that so-called folk explosion. He has since moved to Oslo, but currently lives in the Netherlands. Yes, he's still with us. He's married to a Dutch scientist, Inger Anderson, and he has 4 kids. But before that, he had a very long career. He made record after record. He has recorded more than 30 LPs, and I don't have hardly any of them because I am dedicated to my period that I collect my records on, which is usually from about 1965 to about 1975, with exceptions. Like, that was a rather later David Bowie composition there. So I'm going to play you some Eric Anderson, and I like some of these early songs very, very much. But just remember, they're not Bowie, they're folksy. He was one of those people like Joan Baez, Ian and Sylvia, Buffy St. Marie, Eric Anderson all got signed to Vanguard right during the folk explosion. And so he got really good opportunities in that field. And here are some of the songs that he wrote back then in the olden days.
Cop is on the corner, looking down the street, looking for the runners, coming with a cheat. Crime, it don't exist if you turn the other way, 'cause it's only in the movies, when it never pays. They get you in the jailhouse, cops that get the pick, you don't fight back, son, unless you're looking to get hit. The tin can alley, the cops that get the kicks, 'cause no hood is carrying the sticks. Hallway nightmares blacken out the moon. Someone's on the landing, foamed with a spoon. Wait for a while, but you can't stay here, 'cause the man is coming, and it might be near. Now he knows you come looking, if you don't get some, he follows like a vulture till your mind's undone. You're crazy like a rat, but you just don't run. Down in Tin Can Alley with your back to the sun. Box halls ain't very much space. It ain't just kids that overrun the place. Rats in the cupboard, Papa just sighs, Mama is afraid. They'll make the baby cry. They creep along the floors, they creep along the walls. The landlord's out every time you call. Miss you stay tonight, can't walk out in the hall. Tin Can Alley, they ain't afraid of you at all. Outdoor sun gives a kid a clean mind. There ain't no trees, it's just an old street sign. Ain't no room to run and fall, so you learn how to box your shadow on the wall. You know, smokestacks coughing a couple blocks away. It's so dirty, the sheets are turning gray. It looks like midnight, it's the middle of the day. Down a tin can out of where the little kids play. You've long been on the open road, sleeping in the rain. From dirty words and muddy cells, your clothes are smeared and stained. But the dirty words and muddy cells will soon be judged insane.
So homie, stop to rest yourself till you are off again. And take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm just looking for the evening, the morning in your eyes. But tell me of the ones you saw, as far as you could see, across the plains from field to town, a-marching to be free. And of the rusted prison gates that tumbled by degree, like laughing children, one by one, they looked like you and me. So take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm just looking for the evening, the morning in your eyes. And cliff-edge shattered sills of slandered shackled jails. For the voices drift up from below as the walls are being scaled. Yes, all of this and more, my friends, your song shall not be failed. So take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm just looking for the evening, the morning in your eyes. Yes, you've long been on the open road, just a-sleeping in the rain. From dirty words and muddy cells, your clothes are smeared and stained. But the dirty words and muddy cells will soon be hid in shame. So only stop to rest yourself till you are off again. So take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, maybe I can try. I'm just looking for the evening, the morning in your eyes.
Louise,
So here's Eric Anderson's most covered song, which you might be familiar with.
Take me to the night, I'm tipping, topsy-turvy, turning upside down. Hold me tight and whisper what you wish for. There is no one here around. You may sing song me sweet smiles regardless of the city's careless frown. Come watch the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. In blindful wonderment's enchantments, you can lift my wings softly to fly. Your eyes are like swift fingers reaching out into the pockets of my night. Whirling, twirling, puppy warm before the flashing cloaks of darkness gone. Come see the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. Some prince charming I'll be on two white steeds to bring you dappled diamond crowns. And climb your tower sleeping beautiful, you ever know I've left the ground. You can wear a Cinderella, Snow White, Alice, Wonderland gown. Come watch the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. But if I seem to wander off in dreamlike looks, please let me settle slowly. It's only me just staring out at you, a seeming stranger speaking holy. No, I don't mean to wake you up. It's only loneliness just coming on. So let the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. Like shadows bursting into mist behind the echoes of this nonsense song. It's just a chasing, whispering trail of secret steps. We'll see them laughing on. There's magic in the sleepiness of waking to a childish sound and yawn. Come watch the no colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn.
Happy birthday, Mr. Eric Anderson, born on Valentine's Day. And here's a couple more sort of Valentine's Day stylings. They have songs about love. This song is called Love is a Funny Little Game by the Creatures. I know some creatures, don't you?
Wanted diamonds or pearls.
Once I was a big man,
but you ought to see me now. Love is a funny little game, played by a boy and a girl. Ain't it strange how a girl can change her mind about a boy overnight?
Never, never, never can tell. Never, never, never can tell.
Tell the whole wide world. My girl didn't want me. She wanted diamonds and pearls.
Once I was a big man,
but you ought to see me now. Love is a funny little game played by a boy and a girl. Ain't it strange how a girl can change her mind about a boy overnight?
Never, never, never can tell. Never, never, never can tell.
That was a cute little Valentine's-y song. Now, it's, you know, since it's my show and you're not in here to stop me from doing this, I'm going to play some more me rock. You've heard it before. Here's a song of mine that was recorded by Grammy-nominated opera singer Timur Bekbasov. But, of course, I'm choosing to play my four-track demo of it, which is where he got it, too. But it's a cute little song called Anarchy of Love. My love has been anarchic. Not Antarctic. Anarchic. I'll tell you that history later.
What if we hadn't done it before, as all the prophets had long foretold, and might we turn to a cross of gold to cling to as our own? What if we're searching a barren sky for something hopeful or something right? Hopes of forgetting or getting by become a cold unknown. What if there's a city that is shining on the hill? All it takes to live there is to choose.
Isn't that cute? Well, I think it is. And there's no one in here to argue with me. Anyway, now we're going to another birthday. Someone who was born on February 14th, Valentine's Day, and his name is one Mr. Rob Dupre, and it's another example of friend rock, because for a long time, he was the guitar player in the Mumps. I met him in a really cute way. I was staying with this artist named Duncan Hanna. You know, all these people have their autobiographies out there. Got to write them before they're dead. But in any case, Lance and I were sort of floundering around after our wonderful guitar player, David Collard, after we played the Dick Van Dyke show. That wasn't the show we were on, I wish. But in any case, we played in New York on TV on the Dick Cavett show. And David Collard ran back to Santa Barbara and would stay there with us. And then a friend of mine just said, well, I've got a guitar player for you. And it was Rob Dupre. And he stayed with us ever since. He actually was tempted. He was asked to join television. Tom Verlaine actually said directly to his face, you're never going to make it with this fucking band. And he said, I'm going to stay with them. And he stayed with us until we broke up through all those years. And then he got picked up right away after the Mumps broke up by Iggy Pop. So he's done all sorts of wonderful things. He co-wrote a whole album of songs with Iggy, but I'm going to play a few of the Mumps songs if I have time. And maybe an Iggy Pop song with him playing on it. And he also played with the Mumps to back up Gary Valentine of Blondie on his solo single. So there's a lot of fun music there. His wiki page, I looked up because I wanted to find out more details of his life, because he was just introduced to me next to a parlor grant in an apartment Lance and I were renting. He came from Washington, D.C., I believe, but I didn't find out anything about his early life. Even though I was in a band with him for 5 years, I don't know many details. All it says in Wikipedia was that he was in the Mumps and he played with Iggy Pop. And I don't even know the year of his birth, but I know he's a lot younger than me, and he was very generous to play with the Mumps all those years. And here's a song that he played guitar on that you might have heard of. Maybe. It's unlikely.
You bought the sofa that I wanted for you. When we're hungry, they will slaughter the steers, and it makes me cry, but they're crocodile tears, and there's a
and roll comes on. Rock and roll, kiss the rock.
One more track where birthday boy Rob Dupre lent his guitar genius to the Mumps, and then we'll get on to something that he wrote with Iggy Pop. Wait. Skipping this forward to the guitar song. That's it. There's the guitar.
On how I came to be, 'cause only students want to know that. I must confess that I can't get enough of me, and I am not ashamed to show that. And why should I be sorry? Why should I care? I can't help it if I with care. You'll find the marrow's more than ample. Just check my DNA, my profile, and my hair. I'm sure you're dying for a sample. So why should I be sorry? Why should I care? I can't help it if I drop like flies around me. There are no stitches dropped, no creases and no dents. Though all these defects may surround me, why should I be sorry? And why should I care? I can't help it if I've gone.
I'm just doing a quick switch because the songs went by so fast I didn't get any of Rob with Iggy's. So here's a little bit of Rob Dupre with Iggy Pop, and the Paisley Underground Consortium is already in the waiting room.
sir. Like a giant clam. Run that girl over. Get that poser. Doja. Should I?